Max is in until 1 o'clock, and we've just been joined by John from White Trash. Morning, John.
Morning.
When you walked in, I didn't recognise you because you've. I mean, if that's a Movember job, I mean that's good in
that's
three
serious.
4 days,
a serious
isn't it?
Spreadage. Yeah.
Six days.
Six days
growth.
Grow fast, yeah.
Oh my word! What's it going to be like at the end of the month?
Do you remember that film, the Christmas film, where Matey turns into Santa Claus? And he shaves and he looks back at the mirror and it's all grown back again. That's John from White Trash.
It's John, yes.
So what's new?
Well, we opened the shop recently, as you reported, which is really nice to hear. 2.5 months. It's been really good fun. A lot of interest. Got some really cool stuff in there. Star Wars.
This is in Ryde, isn't it, John?
This is in Ryde, yeah. 59 High Street in Ryde. White Trash World, we've called it. So it's a fun place. Come and hang out.
It must
play
be
video games.
It must be really busy because every time I try to phone you, you were busy and you every time you come in. Oh, I can't. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I mean, it must be a good feeling to be that busy.
It's good. Yeah, the days go pretty quick at the minute. I'm spreading myself a little bit thin, but no, it's really good fun. Got the shop. Got the skate lessons. Do a little bit of filmmaking, and keeping that all up together. And just trying to get some new White Trash products in, like the dinosaur boards. We've got a 5-piece dinosaur graphic that all fits together to make one picture. And pushing stuff like the Star Wars decks. We've got limited edition Star Wars decks in the shop for Christmas.
I was going to say, these sound like good Christmas ideas.
We got some really good Christmas presents and, White Trash mugs, the new T-shirts, all kinds of stocking fillers and some decent fall presents as well.
Excellent. So, if you need some Christmas ideas for any age, because last time we established, there was a lady that was learning.
Oh, Pat, 69.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah,
69.
Learning to skateboard at 69. She's fantastic. And we've had others as well. We've had John and Karen. John bought Karen skateboard lessons for her, I guess they must be mid-50s, a birthday present for her. She came and he came and they rolled around, they fell off a little bit and then got up and tried again. So she's been coming, they've been coming a couple of times now to Wootton.
How brilliant is that?
That's great.
So how is Pat coming along?
Pat's okay. Pat's taking a little bit of time off. She's going to go to the hospital for a little bit, but she's going to be back, she says.
Right.
So nothing skateboard related.
Yeah.
Nothing I've done. No, she's a really good skateboarder. She's really confident. She takes it at her own pace. Like anyone does. There's no rushing with skateboarding.
Okay, brilliant. And it's for all ages. So.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, from three, I think we started off. Three come with parents at three, four, up to whenever. Pat, up to Pat.
So you mentioned you were doing stuff in Wootton.
Yeah.
And do you travel all around? Do you go to them? Do they come to you?
I mean, I do different school each day and I travel. I go to West White. I've got there's a huge hall there where I've got the ramps in. I've got my own little park in Wootton and just started schools coming to Wootton for PE lessons in the day, which is great because I'm running out of end of day times. School times. So yeah, people coming to me in the day and we're doing our first corporate team building exercise on Friday for Fat Face. They're coming. They're going to come in gung-ho, learn to skateboard, have some fun, probably fall off, and that's going to be the next thing. And birthday parties as well, we're doing that, Christmas parties. So anything where people want to get involved and try something new, contact me, and we've got our own little park to do it.
Have you got a website?
I've got a Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Which is John Cattle's Skate Club, and all the information is on there, and my number is 07917 891. Am I allowed to do this?
Yeah, go on.
Triple 5, and just give me a call and
just do that number again.
07917 891 555.
Okay, and no website. Why not a website?
Website's in the making.
Right.
So yeah, it's just finding time. The White Trash website is being redone as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on. This has probably been the busiest year I've ever had. Which has been great.
Absolutely.
You've aged a little bit.
I can see, yeah, the beard. That's why I'm growing so quick. Every day is like a week.
I think it's fantastic. I really do. And to know that there are youngsters people of a certain age that are getting involved and they've got something else to do. We've been chatting to some youngsters that have been involved with the 4Ps and they're from Brading. And they said, there's nothing on in Brading. No one ever goes to Brading anymore because the waxworks closed down. There's nothing to do in Brading. Reading. So we were talking off air about maybe contacting. There's a group of youngsters there that, you know, and how great it is that they've got a couple of people that are looking after, you know, children in places like Braiding. Because let's be honest, it's not the easiest place to get to if you haven't got a car.
No, that's right, yeah.
So, I mean,
if they've got space there, I mean, we can do some sessions there, do some lessons there, and engage the local youth. It's what we do, and some of the youth that don't necessarily want to do other things, like other sports, football and stuff like that. I mean, skateboarding really opens it up to people like that, you know. It's creative, it's social, it's it's exciting.
So we're looking at doing something now. Now we've moved. Last time you were here, we were doing radio
out of
the shed. And
now we've
moved into a bigger shed.
Yes.
It's perfect for us what we've got here, because we've got a big area there for the 4P's project. But the other side is we open the window and there we are. We're bang, we're in the car park.
Huge skate park in the making there. Yeah.
Exactly. So would you ever get on a skateboard and give it a go, Max?
Yeah. Was Why not?
So when we do the outside broadcast, will you
Shall
turn
we?
Up and co-host it?
Well, why don't we give all the staff here lessons?
That would be
great,
wouldn't
it? And do some demonstrations.
I'll probably be rubbish,
but
I'll have a go.
That's all you can do, just have a go. Yeah. You can pad it up, you'll be all right.
So when, you mentioned when we do it here, you know, when we set that up, you can film it and
well,
put it out there.
Well, that's going to be a good thing. If we do a live webcam, people can watch it as we're describing it and watch us fall off and make the tricks and get involved.
So if you've done, you must have done that before.
Filming?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I make my own videos.
Brilliant. Where can we see them? You've got to see these things, haven't you?
I've got some stuff on YouTube. Some of them you might want to vet. they're a little bit colourful, but there's some good skateboarding. White Trash Films,
okay,
are on YouTube, and you see all the riders doing their thing, and some other oddities as well. There's lots of DVDs where me and my riders will feature. If you come into White Trash World, we've got probably the biggest DVD collection on the planet. I got a bit obsessed by getting DVDs, and you'll see the Isle of Wight guys, you see me through history doing my thing. And a lot of the new guys as well. It's a really good library.
Brilliant. Okay, so we can see that. And that's linked to the Facebook page?
DVDs are not on there yet, but they will be. We're going to do a big push for those. But just come into the shop, you're not going to see anything like it.
But you've got to... I mean, we can talk about it on the radio and people get an idea, but if you actually see it, you know, is there a video of Pat we can see?
No, there's photos. There's not a video, unfortunately. But this is the thing. Like you say, it's easy when you're looking at it. It looks really easy. But when you try it, you see every body movement is different. You can't lean forward, lean back. You've got to keep central. Everything changes the direction of the skateboard. There's a lot more to it. And when you see these guys going down the handrails and the stairs, you see that the amount of confidence they must have in their ability. And
I might give that a miss.
Yeah.
Walk down the stairs on it.
Just walk down them. Hold on to the handrail. Yeah, these guys are nuts.
Max, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Trust me, yeah.
I've already had my lesson, first lesson.
Yeah, we did that last time. That was great.
I was useless.
I would be.
You stayed on your feet.
Anything else you want to... coming up in the next couple of weeks, there must be some things you want to plug.
The lessons, more than anything, you know, West White is a huge place, and St Mark's Church Hall in Wootton, you know, and the Mums and Dads sessions, which are Tuesdays and Friday evenings from 7 to 8. If you're a mum and dad, you want to keep up with your kids skateboarding, come and do that. But yeah, definitely pop into the shop. We've got some really good Christmas present ideas in there, you know, from a pound up to whatever you want to spend.
What do you got for a pound?
Yeah, what's for a pound?
What have we got? We got stickers. Start for 50p, actually. 50p stickers. Bottle openers. Then it goes up, like mugs and fridge magnets. Obviously, the Star Wars decks are kind of the big thing. Yeah, shoes. We got some fantastic Habitat shoes in. Vegan shoes. Video games, 20p a go. That's it. That's the cheapest thing, 20p.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, jewellery. Skateboard jewellery made out of old skateboards, which is fantastic. Yeah. Ooh.
So we've got to get ourselves to the shop then. So
you've got to come to the shop, yeah.
So just say, for instance, if we wanted a pretty, not standard, but half-decent skateboard, how much would roughly one of those cost?
Well, yeah, average.
Start off, for the younger guys, you start off about 30, 40 pounds, and then it goes up to 140 pounds, you know, and anything in between. It depends what colours you want, what brands you want. But yeah, you get a decent skateboard for about 40 pounds, 50 pounds.
Brilliant. And if you come along for a lesson, you can rent them, borrow them.
Oh, you don't need anything. You just bring yourself along. I've got pads, helmets, skateboards, all the equipment's there. You just come. I'll spend some time with you. You'll learn. I guarantee you, within the hour, you'll be doing a few tricks. Nothing too complicated, but you'll definitely be doing tricks before the end of the hour.
I reckon what we should do, Max, is because you've got two young lads, we should get you going along there.
Well, my eldest used to love it. But I mean, probably get him back into it again, I think.
Take him up to the shop. Along, yeah. Mm. And I reckon what we should do is, have you got enough padding for Max?
I need a lot of padding.
I've got plenty of padding.
So's
Max,
cheeky
really. Devil.
So get yourself up to the shop. The shop is in Ryde High Street.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good.
Now, because I'm picturing there's the bottom half and the top half. Whereabouts
it's in the top half. Yeah. It's next to St Mary's Church. Mm. Pretty much opposite Tav Cycles. So you've got the church garden, and my shop is right next door. So church, garden, and my shop.
Do you ever get told, and please don't take offence at this, because you've got the beard and you're looking much older now. You don't look like a... you know what I mean? You just see, this guy really rocks on a skateboard. It's a bit of a shock, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, yeah. I'm quite an odd skateboarder, I think. I mean, I'm not doing the huge things, but I do some quirky stuff. I like to use my imagination, come up with tricks that maybe people have never seen before, and I really enjoy going out. I try to learn a new trick every time I go out and keep that. It might be a fountain of youth, skateboarding. Oh, yeah, let's sell it as that. Yeah, skateboarding is definitely the fountain. If you start skateboarding, you look younger, definitely.
How great is that?
Yeah,
look at me with the beard. I look a lot older than I am. He's only about 25. Yeah.
Bless you.
But then they get on the skateboard, all of a sudden, hang on a minute, he must be a youngster. He must be, they've done him up to look like an oldie. What are you working on at the moment? What trick?
What trick?
Yeah.
I came up with my new trick the other day. I haven't got a name yet, so maybe we can put that online and give it a name. And I put a flip into it the other day. It's some really weird wrap around my legs flip trick thing, which I'd not seen before. So yeah, just did that, and I'm coming up with a promotional video for the dinosaur board, so we're all going to get our own tricks on there, and promo videos for the other riders as well.
So when, just say for instance, we come into the shop, can you give us a demonstration?
I can. I did it for someone the other day, but I didn't do it with the flip. So you guys come in, you can get a world preview of my new trick with a flip in it.
Right.
We've got a little mini ramp.
We've got a little mini ramp in the shop as well, which is good fun. Ride at your own risk. And a concrete obstacle in the garden as well. So yeah, come and have a go and everything.
Have you got reinforced glass on the windows? Just in case.
we got grill, I think. It's going to have a grill over it.
Hey, look, it's really, really good to see you.
I'm
glad it's going really, really well, because as I say, although you must really, really enjoy it and get a massive kick out of it, it's like you're passing something on, and they can get it. You know,
that's what I want to do. I want to give other people the enjoyment that I've had over the years from it. I mean, it's a really good positive activity. You know, it's dangerous fun, which you don't really get nowadays.
No, it was all wrapped up in, can't do that because it's unsafe.
No, I know.
Brilliant to see you, and we shall come into the shop very soon.
Brilliant.
And I can't wait, actually, to see this new
how to flip.
You guys come and name the trick.
Name the trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could come in and do that then. Come in, film it, name the trick.
Yeah, name it, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, John.